Today we're in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17 in our verse-by-verse study of 2 Corinthians, looking at new things for a Christian. Isn't it great to be a Christian? Isn't it great to experience the new things as a Christian? I could be speaking to some of you that have been saved for 50 or 5 years. Somebody may be saved a couple of weeks. I've been saved for 35 years. But the new things are still good things. I need to have the renewing of my mind about the new things, but these new things are still wonderful. All the things of God are wonderful until we get used to them. Isn't that right? All the things of God are wonderful until we get used to them. We're going to look at the new things of a Christian. I think you'll enjoy this little study here today. And if you got a pen now, you can jot them down. We're taking as our text 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. New. Don't we like new things? I've never had a brand new car, but I've had a used car that seemed new to me. Boy, nothing like a brand new pair of shoes. Woo! Especially some J's. I mean some Jordans. I remember when I got new Jordans to play basketball in. I thought I was something else. Let me tell you, friend. New things. Let's talk about some new things in Christ. Number one, new birth. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Be born again. We got to have a new birth. We can't rely upon our first birth to get us to heaven. We've got to have a new birth. Have you been born again? Some people say, I'm a born again Christian. What? A born again Christian? Think about that for a minute. And how that doesn't make any sense. There's no such thing as a born-again Christian. You're born again. A Christian don't need to be born again. He's a Christian. He got a new birth. Some of you right now are thinking about that right now, but it's true. You can't disagree with that, can you? Somebody taught me that. There's nothing new under the sun. A new birth. You got to have it. You got to have a new heart as a Christian. A new heart. That's what you get when you are a Christian. Aye. We'll give them a new heart, Jesus said. A new spirit will I put within them. I'll take away that stony heart of flesh and give you a heart of flesh. Take away that stony heart, and I'll give you a new spirit and a new heart within you. That's in Ezekiel 36 and verse 26. You got a new heart? A new spirit? That's what happens when you're born again. Another new thing as a Christian is you got to put on the new man, which is after God, created in righteousness and true holiness. New birth, new heart, new man. Those are the new things as a Christian. Put on that new man. A new song in our heart, even praise unto God. Oh my. Psalm 40 and verse 3. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust the Lord. That new song, oh, that new song. Oh, a song of redemption, a song. I am saved, I'm forgiven, washed in the blood, on my way to heaven, and sure of it. I have a new song in my mouth. What else do we have as a Christian that's new? A new name written down in glory, and it's mine. Oh, yes, it's mine. A new name written down in glory. The Bible says in Isaiah 62 and verse 2, And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all the kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Talks about a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. Revelation 2 and 17. A new name written down in glory. How about a new home? When we came to Christ by faith and repentance, we got a new name and a new home. A brand new home. Let not your heart be troubled, child of God. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. He said, I'm making it ready. I'm fixing it all up for you. It's the idea of setting everything together. Setting the table, preparing everything in the home to be just perfect for you. When you got saved, you got new birth, new heart, new man, new song, new name, new home. And you know what else? You got a new body. A new body. For we know that our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved. We have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heaven. Yes, the Lord makes us new. New creations in Christ Jesus. Former heavyweight champion George Foreman gave his testimony at the Garden Grove Community Church in California. Here's part of what he said concerning his conversion to Christ in a dressing room. I felt my head, and when I brought my hands down, I saw there was blood on the palms of both my hands, he said. Then I looked down and saw there was blood on my feet. And I was reminded that this was where Jesus bled, on his palms and on his feet and on his head. At that moment, I died. I died for God. Then I got life as a new creature. I became like a small, trusting baby. Foreman made a profession of faith in Jesus Christ in that locker room. He said, I'd never read the Bible before. Now I read it all the time. I understand it. I want to have it explained to me by other people who know the Bible. I can know the truth, and the truth sets me free. Beloved, this is what happens when you become a new creature in Christ Jesus. You get a new heart, a new spirit, a new man, a new song. It's a new birth, and you got a new name, and you got a new home up in glory land. Have you been made new in Christ Jesus? If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. What if I told you, you could be new? Made new, not whitewashed, not spick and spanned. No, but new. I mean, absolutely new. Everything that was old, gone, eradicated, under the blood, forgiven forever. Not to be held against you any longer. It's true, it's true. Come to Jesus and be saved. What a wonderful Savior. He invites all those that are guilty. He invites those all that have trespassed against the law. He invites all those that have cursed and sworn against Him. He says, I'll take it all away. He's already loved you. He already did all the work up on Calvary. He died for you. And you can be made new. What an invitation.